Episode 158, 3 days staycation celebration, part 3. Okay, loves, I've kept you waiting long enough. Here's the ending to our 3 days staycation. We awoke, looked at each other, and you guessed it, another hot sex session. Morning sex truly is one of the best. Anyway, once that was done, we showered and got ready to head to Cracker Barrel. I'm sure you can surmise that we'd worked up an appetite, so we jumped into the car and put on the Spider Harris countdown. It was pretty good, and we heard songs we knew as well as a few that we didn't. There was this particularly special moment on the ride, though. He looked over at me and said, "I love you." It was so genuine and sweet, and I ate it up because he's not always the most romantic, so when those authentic moments hit, they make me fall even harder for him. We continued listening to more music, and then we were at Cracker Barrel. You've probably been to Cracker Barrel before, but for those of you that haven't, take my advice and check it out. Besides them having amazing food and healthy portions, the entire place is an experience. There's a store that's attached to the front, and it always contains the most unique things, as well as caters to a variety of festive occasions depending on when you go. We looked around for a bit, and I bought a new berry scent candle for my bathroom. I always love their candles. They're big, smell amazing, last long, and have a wick that flickers like a fireplace. Just serene. I let him smell it, and he said it smelled great. Then we were ushered to our seats. We were in a different location than our usual section, but we both commented that we liked it even more than our previous locations. We looked at the menu and ordered our appetizer, followed by our meals. The appetizer turned out not to be the one we thought, but it was still good. Then we found the one we had previous time and liked it more, so we ordered it. But when it came out, we tasted it. The outside was warm, but the cheese inside cold. We took one bite, looked at each other, verified we were both tasting the same thing, and sent it right back. It didn't taste as good as last time, and we didn't want to be sick. Plus, we rationalized that we probably didn't need it, especially with our entrees on the way. So while we waited, we went back over my girls from the night before that he had fallen asleep on. He apologized for that and said he was fully paying attention now. I told him that was fine because it was past 4 a.m. in the morning and totally understandable that he fell asleep. Well, he really helped me this time and even mentioned some goes that I'd missed for me to add, which I promptly did. Our entrees arrived and we were satisfied with them. We consumed them and then head back home vibing to the rest of the Spider Harris countdown. When we got back, before going inside, he put on a new song he liked for me to listen to. I turned the car off, put my head on him. We locked hands and just relaxed in our bubble. Man, it felt great. I wish that moment could have lasted forever. I really feel safe with him, and I believe he feels the same with me. Anyway, we both knew it was time to head inside, so we got out and went into the Bombshell Mansion. As soon as we got upstairs, he asked me if I wanted to take a nap with him. I said I planned to do a quick boxing practice on my machine. He laughed and said that's the perfect example of how opposite we can be sometimes. I started laughing too. Hey, opposites attract, and I think it's good to have some differences. He lay in the bed and went to sleep while I started punching. Maybe 15 minutes later, I got into the bed with him, but still had to do a few more things on my phone before napping. I must admit, I felt a bit conflicted as I worked because I knew he probably wanted me to just lay with him, but taking a nap isn't my norm, and I knew I still had some business to handle because all the stuff I do on my phone brings me money. I tried to be quick, but it wasn't until maybe half an hour later that I actually put my head down. He was fast asleep by that time, but I fell out pretty quick and was in La La Land with him. We woke up a few hours later, and he said he was surprised I fell asleep with him. I told him I was up for a while doing a few things on my phone, but I got a bit tired also, so I figured why not. He said he was happy I napped, but now it was time for him to get on the punching machine. I laughed and watched him punch. Then the song I love and hadn't heard in a while came on, and I got super psyched. He was surprised I knew it, and even more surprised how much I loved it. It was a great moment, though, and added to more of our normal frolicking and foolishness. After that, he suggested we do our body leg presses, and I was down. It's a great partner workout and really works out your legs. After 3 sets of 15 on each leg, we were done and head downstairs to watch our Christmas movie, Holiday for Hire. It was such a cute, feel-good Christmas movie, and we both loved it because even though it was predictable, it wasn't like the regular Christmas movies and had a few twists in it and a good storyline. We finished it and went straight into watching our final movie for the weekend, Flight. It started off with full-blown action, and for the first time, I knew that we were going to get our action-packed movie we craved for the entire weekend. It definitely didn't disappoint, and Denzel did a phenomenal job. For those that don't know what the movie's about, Denzel is a pilot on a plane that has a mechanical failure and goes down. The issue was that he wasn't the sober hero Denzel that we know in most movies. Rather, he was battling a lot of demons. In the movie, even though one of the best pilots, he still went up against the airline and others because people died as a result of what occurred. The movie was really good and took an unexpected turn towards the end, so I'd really recommend you watch it if you haven't. We both rated it a 4.5 out of 5, and it was well deserved. Initially, we only watched the first hour and then ordered our food from Gino's. I settled on my large barbecue chicken quesadillas and him a meatball parmesan sub. For appetizers, we decided on cheesy garlic bread because I remember that the mozzarella sticks weren't the best the last time, and he agreed. We were pleased to see Gina there when we arrived because we bought him a Christmas gift. He's been really great to us, so we felt compelled to. It wasn't anything crazy, but he appreciated so much. A water bottle with his shop logo on it and saying, "We appreciate you, Gina." He was truly touched and said we didn't have to, and then told us that our food was on him. We were surprised and said no. He said he planned to do that regardless. We thanked him and, after talking for a bit more, head home. We were so happy about his generosity and the fact that he loved the gift. We talked about it for a while before getting back to the movie and devouring our food. Everything tasted so great, and we even had leftovers for the next day. That's one thing I truly love about Gino's. He gives such big portions that you have two meals. Not everywhere does that, and then has the best customer service ever. You truly can't beat that, which is why, if and when we ever move to the state he lives in, we'll come back and visit a few times a year to see Gino, get some food, and have a cool road trip. We were finished with all we were going to eat and flight, but decided to put on one more Christmas movie because his mom had suggested it when we spoke to her. We figured it was only right that we watch the one she recommended because she had watched Holiday for Hire after we suggested it. We put it on and relaxed into it. It was called Sappy Holiday and was really cute too. We only watched half initially though because it was about to be New Year's and we had to put the countdown on. Man, just the thought of bringing in a third year with him was beyond amazing. I felt blessed and truly happy to have him next to me celebrating again because our first New Year together, he was unable to be there because of work. I remember that night. I spent it alone. I was content because I didn't want to spend it with anyone else, but I had missed him tremendously. Then the following year, he was with me and it made all the difference. So to be doing it again truly touched my heart, and I can only hope and pray that we'll have many more years together. The countdown was on, and we quickly rushed to open our sparkling apple cider. We made it just in time. We said, "Happy New Year," kissed and drank. Another year, another opportunity. So special. And then he grabbed me and picked me up twice. It felt freaking great, man. Being with the love of my life, he makes me so happy, y'all. Every moment feels good, and this one felt great. We danced to New York, New York, and kissed many more times. I just loved it, and I loved him, existing in our bubble and feeling great. You truly can't beat it. We finally broke out of our bubble for a moment to call our parents. We called our families. We called my parents first, and they were excited and up and wished us Happy New Year and lots of prosperity. Then we called his mum. She was barely awake, but welcomed the call, and we spoke for a bit too. It all felt so great. I also tried calling my brother, but he didn't answer. I figured he was probably working, and when he texted me back the next day, my suspicions were confirmed. Anyway, we went back to our movie and rated it a 3.5 out of 5. We'd found another cute one and both liked it, but were still up and didn't want the night to end, so we went into a marathon to complete the last three episodes of The Floor. We really liked that show, and he decided he was going to add it to his show list, so I was happy about that. Once the episodes were done, we talked a bit before heading upstairs. We really didn't want to come to an end, so we continued the party there. We showered and continued our frolicking, just reveling in the moment together and soaking up one another's energy. We finally fell out about 4:30 a.m. and slept in until 12:30 p.m. The next day, the 3-day staycation had come to an end, and we had to temporarily leave our bubble, but knew it wouldn't be for long. He drove me to the gym and then head home. We talked on some of his ride while I took down the Christmas tree and did laundry, and then we said our goodbyes. Honestly, I can't complain because we truly had a spectacular 3-day staycation. We satisfied our sexual urges, got gifts, watched movies, frolicked, ate great food, worked out, and enjoyed our bubble in every way. I'll miss him as always, but I got my fix for the next few weeks, so I should be good. With that, my loves, the 3-day staycation episodes are finally wrapped. I hope you truly enjoyed them as much as I did, and until next time, XOXO, Bombshell out.